The Port Lions School has just two teachers. Shayla Deming handles the primary education, and her partner, Ken Stockard, handles secondary education. Deming says they currently serve about 19 students between them. She says while teaching, the curriculum has been going well. She's concerned about the condition of the school. She says one of the staff's immediate concerns is the lack of hot water in the showers.
Our showers don't have hot water. Both sinks do in the bathrooms, but the showers do not. And so maintenance is aware of that, and they're going to try to fix that before May.
The school's showers are primarily used by visitors like maintenance staff. Deming says the staff are also concerned about the Port Lions School flooring. Old laminate has been, quote, ripping and cracking.
And about every day, probably twice or three times a day, we'll see someone trip, especially me when I'm not looking. We slide across that and trip on it. So it's kind of becoming a safety hazard.
She ended the maintenance section of her presentation by describing the condition of the school's exterior as rotting in some sections and in need of repainting. One of the longstanding maintenance concerns, however, is handling the remnants of a colony of bats living in the school building's attic. Peggy Aziak is the district's principal of rural schools. She says the bats have already left the facility and maintenance just needs to finish sealing all of the areas of the building to prevent future infestations.
We did an air quality study in the summer in order to make sure that it's not something that would affect our students or our staff in the building. So, it was just to get a head start on the mitigation work, and then they'll do more work this spring to really make it bat-proof.
Aziak says staff have regular upkeep plans to ensure the Port Lions facility stays bat-free for the foreseeable future. The district has plans to dispatch maintenance staff to the rural school in the coming months. The school district also plans to present an initial draft of the budget at its next meeting on Monday. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.